Prayer as we sit. Heavenly Father, by your Holy Spirit, take my words and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you, for Jesus' sake. Amen. You may like to turn to that New Testament passage which Ruth just read for us on page 1082, to which I'll be referring later in this sermon. Shearer and Shalom's Daughters. The title of this sermon series is Unsung Heroes, and they are unsung indeed. I was encouraged to find that I'm not alone in having not noted them until the recent past, when I was given these passages in 1 Chronicles and Nehemiah upon which to preach. One woman, Shearer, in the book of Chronicles, and an unspecified number of women, the daughters of Shalom, in the book of Nehemiah, though this sermon is guaranteed gender neutral. And these women had in common that they built. 1 Chronicles chapter 7, Shearer built Lower and Upper Beth Horon, as well as Uzen Shearer. And from Nehemiah chapter 3, part of the rather better known story of the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem, Shalom repaired the next section with the help of his daughters. Obscure people of God, yet noted in Scripture, commended, remembered by God, because they built. So this sermon is about building foundations and structure, something which lasts. It's a rather persistent and repeating theme in the New Testament, the teaching of our Lord Jesus and the letters, such as the passage which Ruth just read for us from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Do you remember how Jesus ends the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7? He ends it with two men who each built. One was wise. He built his house on rock, on solid foundation. And when the wind and the rain came, the house stood. The other man was foolish. He built his house on poor foundations. He built it on sand. And the rains came down, the streams rose, the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. It had no good foundation. What, according to our Lord Jesus Christ, is the good foundation, the solid foundation on which I am to build my life, upon which we are together to build our lives and the life of the church as we share life and Christian faith together in the church in this place? Jesus says, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house upon the rock. Paul, in that passage from 1 Corinthians, verse 11, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. We sometimes sing, the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. Jesus, the foundation, the only solid foundation for our lives, for the life and the building of the church. His coming to earth from heaven, his life and teaching, his death for our sins, his resurrection and victory over death. The Bible pictures of the church as a building are not neatly ordered for us. For Jesus, the foundation, is also the builder. A very famous incident from the ministry of Jesus in Matthew chapter 16. It's one that we quite often hear mentioned here in preaching. Jesus asks the disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" The answer comes back. People think that Jesus is John the Baptist or Elijah, one of the old prophets returned. And Jesus then focuses the question on the disciples. "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter's famous reply, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus assures Peter that this confession of faith was not a human construct. It had come by God's revelation to him. The words of Jesus, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it." Jesus Christ, Son of God, Saviour and Lord, and faith in him, believed and confessed, as Peter did on that momentous day, is the rock, the foundation, on which the same Jesus builds his church, the church, God's people, a temple of the Holy Spirit. Paul writes to the Ephesians in chapter 2, "In him, that is, in Christ, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." Jesus, the foundation of the church, Jesus, the builder of the church. So, do we have building responsibilities, building duties? We do. As Christian people, part of the Church of Jesus Christ, and for us that means in particular Christ's Church here at St. Barnabas, Linthorpe and Ayresome, we are to walk in the footsteps of Shearer and Shalom's daughters, and to build. In the passage which Ruth read for us from 1 Corinthians in chapter 3, Paul draws a picture of the church, the people of God, at Corinth. And for us, that must be a picture of the church of which we are a part here at St. Barnabas, Linthorpe. I appreciate there are visitors here, and you can think of the church from which you have come, the church of which you are a part. A picture of the church as a building with a foundation, a building with a structure upon that foundation, a building that we are involved in putting together. The foundation is Jesus Christ and faith in him, the faith we share in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord we have come today to love and to worship in response to his great love for us. There is no other foundation for the church, no other foundation for life as a Christian person. Jesus is the only foundation. We declare the faith of the church week by week in the words of the Apostles' Creed, which speaks of Jesus conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, buried, descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. If that is our faith, that Christ-centered faith, the foundation is laid. And Jesus, our Lord, calls us to build upon it. The Creed also reminds us, week after week, that this same Jesus Christ will come to judge the living and the dead. And Paul, in that passage from 1 Corinthians, speaks about the day. Two verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. Should we not stop and think about how we are building, what we are building with, upon the foundation of Jesus and faith in him? Perhaps we think too little and too infrequently of the day of judgment, when our work will be tested. Are we building well with gold, silver, costly stones, or are we building poorly with wood, hay, or straw? The foundation already laid is deep and secure. The foundation of Jesus Christ, his infinite love and mercy towards sinful men and women, his death and mighty resurrection, and his immense call to us to love God, to love our neighbour, to love one another, and even to love our neighbour. On that deep and immovable foundation, am I building on the cheap with poor and flimsy material, with wood, hay, and straw? Are we building on the cheap, building carelessly? Or am I building with valuable materials, gold, silver, precious stones? Does being a Christian, living in the good of the riches of God's grace in Jesus Christ, does being a Christian cost us? The question addresses every one of us, however small or unimportant we may see our lives and ourselves to be. For God saw and noted those faithful servants, Shearer and Shalom's daughters, long ago. How well one of the songs we sang, led by the music group, expresses what we are to offer to God. I will offer up my life in spirit and truth, pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you. In surrender, I must give my every part. Lord, receive the sacrifice of a broken heart. A sacrifice is not cheap. It is a paradox of Christian faith that whilst God's grace comes utterly free of charge to us, for the great cost was paid for us by another, by the man who was God, on a cross, yet to live as a follower of Jesus Christ will cost. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. These virtually unknown people of God long ago spent their time and energy in building something that would glorify God. Let us follow in their footsteps and together share in building with the precious and costly materials of our lives and our love, building a church which will glorify God here at St. Barnabas, Linthorpe, and Ayresome. Amen.